Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. This podcast is entitled A Father's Perspective, Cultural Responsiveness for Young Children in Foster Care and presented by Chris Millett. Working with young children that are in foster care brings some unique challenges to cultural responsiveness. In this podcast, music therapist Chris Millett, a foster and adoptive parent, talks about his experiences and shares 7 points to consider when working with displaced children. He also addresses facts about the foster care system and how one significant adult can make a difference.
So this is a little out of my comfort zone because I'm a music therapist. I advocate a lot for our field. I speak at conferences. I've met with legislators. I provide continuing education courses. I've guest lectured. I've supervised interns. And as a musician, I regularly perform on stage. And as a podcaster, I'm regularly conducting interviews and putting that information out for the whole world to hear. But one thing I've not done publicly is talk about my experiences as a father and being a foster parent. As a foster parent, your eyes get open to a lot of suffering that goes on all the time, everywhere, all around us. And that's not just the injustices that come to mind that have happened to a vulnerable child that brought them in the child welfare system. Although that in itself is traumatic, and it is the specific calling of foster and adoptive parents. To walk in those dark moments, to love, to care, and provide for a child as long as is necessary. But those are the more obvious things, the things you get patted on the back for. The other things kind of get you by surprise. You walk into the suffering of families that found themselves in a situation where their child had to be placed in the child welfare system. There's often deep hurt that's not been addressed, at least in a long time. Usually ever. There's a disparity of social, economic, and cultural influences that wedge families into a lose-lose situation. And then there's the child welfare system itself, which is deeply hurting across the country and around the world. There's always a greater need that can be provided for. Resources are few and far between. And that impacts every individual in the chain. The child welfare workers, the government officials, the foster parents, the birth parents, the kinship or fictive kin relationship, and of course, the child. Well, here are some quick statistics to ponder. In 2017, an estimated 442,995 children were in foster care, with 45% of those children in non-relative, or what you would air quote, foster family homes. 1 in 3 of those children are removed from their parents or caretakers because there's substance abuse in the home. About half of the children who left for foster care were discharged to be reunited with their parents or primary caretakers. And about 43% of those children went home in less than 1 year. At the nation's current rate, though, a child somewhere in the U.S. enters foster care every 120 seconds. So, international foster cases also estimate that across the U.S. and across the world, there are refugee hubs where thousands of children enter foster care regularly that are unaccompanied, no adult with them, and many of them are also victims of human trafficking. In the U.S., approximately 1 out of every 4 children in foster care are waiting to be adopted, and 52% of those adoptions occur in the foster care system are initiated by the child's foster parents, while another 34% are adopted by either another relative of the child, some kind of fictive kin relationship. I could go on and on and on. There are many gut-wrenching statistics and outcomes in the foster care system, but the bright light, the beacon, why this matters to you, is one significant adult can make a difference. You, and the way you bring music, a rich, culturally significant, and storied medium, can be part in a an amazing story of redemption for these children. So I wanted to take a couple minutes and, as a foster parent, give you some things that I think you should know and consider when working with children in foster care. So this list is not in any specific order, but it's 7 points that I think are important. And number one is trauma is multi-layered and impacts even the youngest children. Some have experienced things like pediatric head trauma. They'll need early and significant intervention. Some have experienced significant substance exposure, and even before they're born, they've experienced abuse and they're living through withdrawals right away. Some will even present as neurotypical children, and then as time continues, trauma will be present in many different ways across developmental stages, and it'll have to be addressed again and again and again as it creeps in it. Insidious in different ways. Number two, birth families and birth cultures are extremely important. Whether in foster care currently or already in some kind of permanent family placement, adoptive or otherwise, the culture of origin is still and is always significant, and it is always important to maintain. So I know as music therapists and music educators, we talk a lot about that. And if you can find ways to foster that, if you can find ways to process that, the knowledge and celebration of cultural heritage has to be processed at just like trauma at every developmental stage as they learn to navigate their identities and usually intersections and dual identities. When working with foster families, know that in the child welfare system, the foster family may not have a lot of control over many of the decisions. Foster parents usually are not able to make medical decisions, travel at will without getting consent from many people, or give certain permissions, sometimes something like even getting a haircut, while at the same time, those same people might be paying out of pocket for luxuries and extracurricular activities, things like music lessons, creative art therapies, the kind of things that they might be coming to you for. Number four is that foster parents don't, air quotes, get paid. There is this myth that goes around, and I want to just say that it is typical for foster parents and also for relative placements and anyone taking a child in out-of-home care to receive a subsidy. That usually typically covers food, living expenses, for young children, diapers, formulas. It is a blessing, and it is great, and it is amazing that that can be used to provide for these children, but it's by no means an income. Number five, children in care don't feel rescued. No matter how significant previous abuse, abandonment, or neglect that they experienced, the young children especially are going to miss their birth family. Biologically, they have a connection. In their family, they have a connection. If there was some connection at all, even if it was disorganized, there is attachment. That's something that you learn in child development and human psychology. So despite your own moral judgment on what they've gone through, attachment and separation are further traumas that have to be processed in their life. Number six, most often the goal and the outcome is reunification. Birth families have a difficult path usually to reunite with their children, and often they have to do things like counseling, scheduled visits, drug testing, parenting classes, and depending on the nature of things that have happened, they could have any number of other things added to that while maybe they're trying to find employment, find stable living arrangements, and things like that. So that reflects back to the last one a little bit, to where despite your moral judgment and what you think from your view in your seat of seeing this child's life, their birth family is putting on boxing gloves and getting in the ring and fighting for them. So, and that's typically the first goal of all cases. So that is something that I think as an educator, as a therapist, as someone supporting them, getting behind them and using your skills to support the child and support the family, and ultimately, as much as you are aware of the goal and the plan of their life, which you may not be, you need to support that. Number 7, children are resilient. In the midst of abuse, abandonment, and neglect, children show a heroic ability to be resilient. Loving, safe, pure, and adult relationships make an immense, significant impact on long-term outcomes of children in foster, adoption, and out-of-home care. Just one loving adult makes a difference. Keep that in mind with the young children you influence and with the importance of your medium. So, as a music professional, I, as a foster or adoptive parent, need experiences that promote bonding, that process trauma, that promote regulation, that affirm identity, that treat this child with love and care, that manage ways that the different roles in this child's case and life can be managed. How can we connect the biological family and the foster family, and how can everyone be involved? How can everyone have empathy? How can everybody respect each other? Giving those biological, adoptive, or foster parents musical routines, regulation strategies, or ways to connect with their culture of origin is a great way to affirm all parties through musicking. So, some ways I personally connected with my foster children were simple routines. Using songs for brushing our teeth, using songs for washing our hands, songs at bedtime, different things like that. Play songs, musicking, and improvising with them, and those ritual songs used out the day. So you shouldn't expect to be an expert when you work with children in out-of-home care, but you should approach them, their family of origin, and foster families with empathy and compassion. If you see or suspect abuse, report it. And ultimately, remember that the trajectories of everyone involved can be significantly impacted by your effort and compassion. Working in child welfare will be messy, but it'll also be rewarding. Thank you for continuing to bring music, education, empathy, and caring to all the children who are blessed to walk in your path.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2020.